is Glenn Klein Online.
Owen Pratt.
You got two for Tuesday, if you will. March 26, 2019. The only 326 2-0 19
in the history of humanity.
Let us continue to choose
on purpose,
with a purpose,
to give
a great Tuesday. Yeah, we actually have a three for Tuesday today, Big O.
Three for we do
right here in the Hitting Home Media Group studios. You know him, you love him. A lot of people could not live without him. Please welcome back online, Dr. Cass Ingram. Hello, Dr. Ingram.
Hello. I couldn't resist hunting you down and being face to face, my friend. How's it been?
Let's tell the truth. Yeah. It's the weather that brought you here.
I don't know. Snow, rain, sleet. I'd still hunt you down.
North American Urban Spice, of course, headquartered in beautiful Lake Forest, Illinois. I've been there when I was doing the old radio show in Milwaukee and barely able to walk. I was in so much discomfort. And I had you on the show a couple of times.
Yeah, you told me about the situation.
Yeah. And so you were nice enough to see me and treat me. You didn't just diagnose by what I had to say, but you actually physically got your hands on me. Yeah. How often do you do that?
Well, like maybe 10 times a week. But when I'm doing a seminar, of course, I might have 300 people that come after me, right? And so I have to go every 2 seconds, every 5 seconds, another one, another one. So I'm looking them over. So I developed the skill of just analyzing the face, the hands, the color of the skin, the bumps on the arms, the tongue, you know, the tongue signs, not Chinese tongue, my specific nutritional deficiency things, and just the whole shape of the person.
All right, energy. So you've got a fairly good example to your immediate left here in the Hitting Home Media Group studios.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Owen Pratt.
Yeah.
So let's analyze him for a second.
Well, yeah, he's kind of a thyroid adrenal type, kind of a combo type from a hormone point of view.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that the thyroid could need a little bit of support by the right diet and maybe a bit of hormone therapy, something like Ashadrine. Something like, for example, Thyroset, and just kind of taking a hunker down here.
So he's looking at his hands right now.
There's some B complex deficiency and vitamin B2 and B6 and magnesium. Where's the coffee?
What do you mean, where's the coffee?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I think your mic needs to be a little up there.
Oh,
there
you go.
Is it?
No, it's on. It's just maybe needs to be brought up.
You got
to
be having it, right?
Oh yeah. I drink it fair.
Huh? I didn't know that. Right? How much? More than 2 cups?
Maybe 2 cups a day.
Yeah, see, because it's not that bad, but it's depleting some of the nutrients.
Yeah, well, tell some good things, though.
Well, I think you're fairly healthy, but stick out the tongue. Yeah, so just nutritional deficiency, nothing much more.
So other than the North American Urban Spice product, which we're going to talk about,
Diet should be more animal food and vegetables and no sugar. And also the issue there is he could definitely use the Purely Pack and Purely B. I mean, from a North American herb supplement point of view.
That's what I'm going to next. My other holistic doctor, if you will, that I've known for 30 years, Dr. Kevin Branham, did a good diagnosis of me a while back, and I bought a ton of very good products.
Okay.
But because I've been so impressed with all the products I've ever had, but I started, this is from North American Urban Spice I'm talking about, I started on the oregano.
Yes.
This is what you had me on for.
Right.
And then Steven, one of your salespeople at the time.
He pitched the Ashadrine?
Because I was having panic attacks for the first time in my life.
Oh.
And I just happened to mention it to him. And he told me that how good this was for the adrenals.
Yes, it is.
And let me tell you something. I take this, and if I'm feeling it coming on a little bit or I've got anxiety for whatever reason, I will do 3-4 times a day, take a dropper full.
Yeah.
And it really is very beneficial.
Well, that would be good for you, too, because you're
you got to stay in the microphone there.
Okay. That would really be good because I think your energy could pop up another level.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
kids got a lot of energy.
Yeah, I know, but it could be more the strength energy, really, that you need because he's fit.
Yeah.
So the ashwagandha would be helpful.
Yeah.
If you didn't want the drops, you could do the capsules.
So he's a big proponent, Owen, is of the oregano because... Yeah. He was fighting off a cold or something. And when the last time you were on, I was very sick. Uh-huh. I was coughing and congested. And you said to me, how often do you take? You said, take the oregano.
Right.
And I said, Doc, I am 3 times a day. Yeah. And you said, no, you should take it every 5 minutes. So what we did is Owen walked over there, grabbed the oregano off the counter.
Right.
And I did 6 shots of the oregano.
While you were on the air with me.
Exactly. In 30 minutes. And literally, you could hear my voice and my chest clear out within the half an hour.
Well, that's important because you have you're the fungus among us. How much have you been hitting that oregano? Not too much? Pretty good? Or
I was a couple of weeks ago, I was doing it about once a day. But now I haven't been as consistent
okay.
with it.
Okay, because you're the biggest fungus in the room.
Doc, it's good to be the biggest of something, you know yeah. what I'm saying? At least I'm not the biggest jerk in the room. Well, maybe I am too of that. So all right, so I should be taking
you
how much oregano?
You should be taking a couple dropperfuls twice a day for a couple, 3 months.
Yeah, I am.
Just pound it out.
I also have a diet issue. More
you
than
still?
Oh, I'm doing better. I mean, a lot better. It's a progress. What do you say to people that say, Doc, you are so pristine in your diet and in your outlook and in your consumption of life? Your standard is so high that it's hard for people to get up there.
I know, but I just tell them just don't eat the refined sugar because it feeds the fungus. So don't have to have a super strict diet where you do everything I do, but if you just ate the potatoes, baked potatoes and sweet potatoes and vegetables, fruit, meat, poultry. I don't want to take too much away from people usually. Usually I say do a balanced whole food diet unless you want to do vegetarian or vegan, which I'm not that big of a fan of vegan, but semi-vegetarian is acceptable. You don't have to do anything too crazy, but you can't eat junk.
How much of a proponent are you of yuca?
What is a yuca?
Yuca, it's a Hispanic root vegetable.
Oh.
They make fries out of it.
Oh, yucca.
Yucca.
Oh, okay. So that's...
Is yucca yucky?
It's different.
It's a little starchier. It's yeah. a little starchier than...
It's pretty starchy. See, you know...
You guys stay right on your mic, bro.
Too much starch is not good because it produces the syndrome X and the prediabetes in us. So it depends on the individual. But as a rule, I don't try to give people a super restrictive diet.
What do you think about intermittent fasting where you only have so many hours a day to eat?
That's good.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Think about the Islamics. They do it for 30 days a year. And before that, the prophets and different people. So there's something spiritual, but there's also something physical. You're resting that gut. And in fact, a lot of times I'll just eat breakfast and supper so that I can rest the gut longer than I used to as a youth when you had to have your three basics.
Right.
So really good to fast.
How did you get started in all this?
Well, mother was kind of a pseudo herbalist from the village.
What village?
Over there. Anyway, so she was illiterate, and she would take me out in the woods and show me different plants, right? So that kind of piqued my interest when I got into medical school. I thought, well, why don't we use the herbs of nature, the various plants, diet, exercise, and maybe move away from the drug therapy? Maybe that would be a better way to help people without hurting them. That was kind of my motivation. Something safe, but also perhaps more effective, as we found with you. You already tried whatever, and we had to lean on natural remedies to get you some reversal in your very tough presentation.
That's a nicer way of saying that I'm the fungus among us, or the biggest fungus. But how does North American Herbs and Spice come into your life?
Well, that was a different deal. That was like a divine stroke, a lightning hit. So that was, I'm a physician, I'm an osteopath. You think I'm going to go endorse a bunch of products? Are you kidding? I had absolutely no interest in telling people, take this product, and I'm associated with it, I help them make it. But what happened was, I got an IV needle nick, right? About 1990.
An IV needle what?
Yeah, IV needle from a gay AIDS guy. And he was...
How'd that happen?
Well, somebody left some junk on the counter and I just scooped it up and the needle went a half inch into my hand. Ugh. And they were supposed to snip that off and put it in the contamination box. So I didn't know what would happen, but I got extremely ill and I lost 30 pounds and I turned yellow jaundice and I had to quit practicing. You don't know this story.
No.
And I bailed out. I was too sick to see patients. And I'm only 33, and I think I'm going to die. And I had bizarre symptoms, including I couldn't hold on to food. I couldn't digest the food. It would go right through me. I couldn't handle sugar. If I ate a piece of fruit, I'd go into a seizure. I was all crazy stuff. And so they diagnosed me as systemic fulminant candida albicans. Is that kind of nasty? and cytomegalovirus. So I didn't know what to do, where to go, how to get well, and the oregano came in. You see that little lady back there?
Yes.
She saved my life. She was an internationalist traveler. She loved to go everywhere. So she found the oregano back in the day, and she said, I know where I can get the oil of oregano. Now, it wasn't even in the United States at the time. Now, there was absolutely nothing on the shelf that said oil of oregano. This is 1991. And so she got it. We brought it from overseas. I took massive amounts, 200 drops twice a day, rubbed my body, soaked it in oregano oil, took the capsules of the raw herb.
What did you have?
It's like AIDS.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like AIDS?
It was cytomegalovirus. Have you ever heard of that one? It's an immunosuppressive virus.
Did you have HIV from it?
Maybe I did, but I never tested. I refused to get tested.
Oh. Wow.
I might have. He died. He was gay. He died a couple months after. I was treating him in my clinic with IVs.
You were soaking yourself in the oregano.
I soaked myself and rid myself. It took a year to get well enough to think maybe I can be cured.
How quickly did you start feeling better?
I felt better within a couple days. But it was such a stubborn case that...
They used to call that terminal.
Yeah. It was. If you see online, you can go to this. I'm almost embarrassed, but on CassIngram.com, there's an article, How I Cheated Death with Oil of Oregano. And I don't look very good. And that's why I said it took me, it's for giving hope out to the people. It took me a good solid 2 years of aggressively using the oil, and that turned into the oregano, right? There wasn't any. And the Oregamax, well, it wasn't. It was in a bag, but it became a capsule, and the oil became drops, you know, in a bottle. And that started the whole industry. And you know what happened? I was so motivated or so enthusiastic, so you should say medically impressed at the therapy, that I did a number of radio shows, some infomercials. I cut some half-hour shows, and the guy bought the time on major media. And all of a sudden, people started storming the health food stores. And there was no internet at the time. Where is this oil of oregano? Where can I find it? Where can I find the capsules, the Oregamax? And who
were you doing the infomercials for?
Well, this guy was Jan Levin from Purity Products. He heard me on the radio. This is very interesting. This is very interesting. Show the power of your network. He was a $600,000 or so company, said something like that. He was selling water purifiers. He cut the commercial of my inspired representation of the powers of wild oregano and the Oregamax. And so he put it on WCCO and whatever, all over the country, Clear Channel. And he became a $25 million company through my voice, I think.
And your energy and your knowledge and your expertise. But that just got Owen's attention for sure. Yeah. You go from a 600K to 25 mil company. That's good.
Yeah, he did.
Even I know that.
Yeah. And then you know what happened with the oregano? It went from $1 billion industry to $4.5 billion.
You can get it anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you were at Chuck's Nature Foods here in Tampa last week, and they have it, but they have many different brands. What is the difference between oil of oregano that you just find at any health food store and the North American Urban Spice?
Well, when this cured me, I was inspired to write The Cure is in the Cupboard, and I did the infomercial. I didn't intend to do an infomercial, but he heard me on the radio talking up the oregano oil, and he says, I got to have you. Can I just buy the time on the radio, and I want to cut a half hour commercial? You don't have to pay anything. I want to sell this oregano oil. So that was the original one. We went overseas to get it from the Turks, you know, and we would go in the mountains with them and break bread, and they would teach us, and we would go to the universities and meet with the professors. And it's the wild oregano that grows on the rocks. You have to go up by car, then you stop the car, then you go up by mule train to pick it on the rocks. It's above the tree line. It hates trees. It hates dirt. It just grows in the mountains. You see.
So why not
in your microphone,
the
bro?
Bush that you get like at Publix or something when you buy
that's marjoram. When you buy that bush or when you buy the That's not oregano. Oregano doesn't grow in dirt. Wild oregano won't. And so you're getting like sage species, marjoram species, and they call it oregano. What happened was, people would start saying oregano is hot. It's helping me. It's hot as a commodity, but also it's helping with my cold, my sinusitis. It cured my bronchitis. I had pneumonia. I took the oregano. It became oregano P73.
I had HIV.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there have been cases. They take
what's the most other than yours? What's the most dramatic case that you have ever heard that, whether it be through oregano or the other products?
Well, I think that the Turks, when I went to visit them, the village doctor, he said, "You Americans are a strange bunch."
You think?
Yeah,
you
use the oil, which we don't even use here. We use this. So he showed me the juice of oregano, which is the hydrazole. They instinctively, since Ottoman times, have been using the hydrazole as their drug. They use it. I said, "Well, what do you use it for?" So the oil has value. It helped me. But I also slugged down the juice when I did get it.
How did it make you feel?
Fantastic thing. Beyond fantastic. But he said it was used for diabetes, hyperglycemia, cancer, and heart disease, and congestive heart failure. All of it knocked out. So I said, "What do you want to do? Get me thrown in prison if I go to the U.S. and say it cures cancer?" So I came back with the oregano juice and I started using it. I had a woman, and her name is Rock. Look her up, Miss Rock. She's in Tampa. She's got a blog. She said at a seminar yesterday that she took the juice and she had a grapefruit-sized tumor. Now, I know I'm not speaking for the company. I'm speaking for me now. And it destroyed it. She said it destroyed it in 30 days. She said it was diagnosed as malignant. Now, I'll back that up with a case of a person who had cancer in the pancreas, which we know for sure she had, and the doctor said, "Just make a will, you're dying in 2 weeks." She took the oil. I'm not saying their product cures cancer, but you said you want some drama. She took the oil and the juice. It destroyed it. The jaundice went away. She had pancreatic cancer. She had obstruction. She was yellow jaundice. She was dying. The cancer disappeared. She lived 2.5 years.
How old was she?
80, 85 at the time. So she lived a little bit longer.
That's by percentage. That's tremendous, really, when you think about it.
And she was a hospice case.
Yes.
Wow.
So now here's the deal. She was eating bad. She had a gallbladder attack. They cut her open, and they must have sliced her gallbladder. Well, something happened. She died on the table. So they inspected her, because you normally don't do an autopsy on an 88-year-old. Huh. And there was no cancer. That pancreatic cancer got dissolved. So the village doctor said that he knew how good it really is. Now, I've had cases of people who have sinusitis for 30 years, gone. Asthma, 20 years on steroids, gone. So no doubt the oil has great value.
You know, when we used to be on the old radio station and on the show, and I recommended you and the products to a very good friend of mine's daughter, who I've known since she was a baby, and now she's in her mid-30s, and her 5-year-old son has brain cancer, and they did the chemotherapy and the, you know, it was inoperable.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, "Sarah, I said, look into this, and I said, I will pay for the products." And she never did.
No, they're
frightened. Because, no, here's what happened. Mm. She researched you.
Oh.
And of course,
that's when pharmaceutical.
When you go online, the pharmaceutical industry and people, see, Dr. Ingram just told you a story, beautiful humans, that he soaked in the oil of oregano for a year. Now, he started feeling better relatively quickly. For a year. People won't stick with things because this is how we are.
Yeah.
And the medical industry, if you will, has a grip on the soul of this country that you can't even question your doctors. They have almost a godlike status.
If you question them and push them too much and tell them I'm trying to use different herbs, sometimes they'll scream at patients, yell at them, get out of my office, if you know. That's not the healing art.
95% of doctors, physicians, take vitamins.
Yeah, they do.
5% recommend to the patients. 5%.
It's rare for an oncologist to submit to chemotherapy. They really, you know. So you're right. I mean, if you look online and you find how they went after my medical license, then somebody that was sheepish would think, oh, he's not a good guy.
Right.
And that's an interesting story, too. That's what motivated me to talk so aggressively about the oregano oil and to really, it was a good thing. Because what happened was they attacked me. I got so motivated. Instead of involuting and saying, you're going to take my license, you're going to crush me. And by the way, they did it through a private detective. You know, it was not a real patient. I didn't do anything to the patient, of course. But they wanted to set me up as somebody that charges too much. And, you know, they wanted
a
to
a charlatan.
Get, yeah, right.
Is what they wanted. Right. And I told Sarah, I said, Sarah, and she's known me her entire life. She knows my family well. Our six children were friends with her. She knows my history of working with children at the summer camp in northern Wisconsin. I said, I've been in Dr. Ingram's office. I take the products. He's treated me. Nothing.
Yeah.
Folks, I cannot recommend. Now, whether you want to look into North American Urban Spice or just, and then, listen, I go to regular doctors. I go to the dentist. But there are other options that are healthier.
There are, and I'm going to continue to speak that. You know, like I say, these things happen for a reason. They're in the plan. I was able to establish wild oregano extract, the oregano P73, the oregamex, the juice, as a therapy, an alternative therapy for right. the entire world. So that if maybe they don't want the chemo, maybe they don't want the radiation, if it's up to them, if they want to try something, or maybe they're taking the orthodox, but they want to add. I had a guy who insisted on taking all the orthodox treatments, and he still did exceptionally well, and he's now going to open up a health food store. He survived the cancer.
And the chemo?
And the chemo.
The chemo is the thing that kills him a lot of times.
That's right.
It certainly makes him the most sick.
Her aunt right back there,
Ms.
she
Judy's
fled
aunt.
With her aunt not to take the chemo. She was a delicate little creature, and it killed her in a week.
Yeah.
You know, remember the famous guy on the wall? Was it the Waltons? It was the guy that was on Bonanza, that nice fella.
Lauren Green?
Not the Lauren father, Green. The guy with the longer hair. And
Michael Landon.
Landon.
Yeah.
So he went on the Johnny Carson show or something and said, I'm doing carrot juice now. The powers to be contacted him and said, what are you doing going on national TV saying that? Get back to your doctor and take that chemo. You know, he had pancreatic cancer.
Right.
He died in like 10 days.
Right.
He was on the show.
He was
dead.
On the Tonight Show.
The chemo killed him.
Yes.
So, I mean, I have never in 30 years recommended chemotherapy or radiation to anybody. And, you know, you want to get radical. I've never recommended any of my patients get vaccines. So that's why I got into, you know.
Well, what the thing that we talked about specifically the last time you were here was men's with ED. Yeah. And you recommended, I had a little personal interest in there. You recommended Royal Oil, which I'm holding in my right hand, the Royal Power right here. You recommended the Astrodrine capsules and the liquid.
I did.
And that was, I don't know, that was about 2 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm a new man, if you know what I'm saying.
I can attest to that.
Wink,
it's been incredible.
Yeah. I mean, just the vitality, the energy, the testosterone, because, you know, low T, it's a theme in our society.
Yeah.
And so here's the point. You guys, I'm just telling you what my experience is. One of the biggest issues in our society, besides obesity, which is obviously an issue, is mental health and addiction. Opioid crisis. We know that that was a government pharmaceutical conspiracy that got out of hand.
That's for sure.
So we have an issue with heroin and opiate addiction. What about that for people? What are just general addictions? What would you say to that?
That's true. You know, like you said, when someone has neuritis or neuropathy or inflammation, I can tell you what to take. If they have impotence or even infertility in women, I can tell you what to take. The body wants to reboot itself. But now you're talking about something that's in the domain of the psychiatrist and psychiatric wards, as well as the neurologist, which is either the mental illness, your depression, your anxiety, your obsessive compulsive syndromes, or your MS, your actual pathology, your Lou Gehrig's, your Alzheimer's, your dementia. Two different things to some degree.
Right.
When you're dealing with the pathology, that's an expertise of mine. Alzheimer's, ALS, dementia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, they're infectious. We have proof. The infection is from fungus, candida, and the Lyme spirochete even is a big player. Chlamydia, viruses, herpetic viruses, they're attacking in the aging and degenerating and weakened population. They're attacking the brain and destroying it, eating it up, eating the cholesterol, you know, eating the fat of the brain. So that's a definite.
So, all right. So somebody comes in with, let's say, the early stages of Alzheimer's, for example. They've been diagnosed. What does Dr. Ingram suggest?
Well, if we could get to them and sort of work them, I would suggest some of the stuff that crosses the blood-brain barrier and the oregano, right? Rub them down. Rub the spine. Rub the sacrum. Rub the head with this super-strength oregano oil and take drops. If it's that bad, you can't even know who you are or who your kids are or, you know.
No, I'm talking about the early stages.
Well, there's still that issue, right? They're forgetful and
yes.
Okay, so you still pound it. Maybe the oregano oil, like 40 drops four times a day. You would take that juice. The juice crosses the blood-brain barrier. So you'd take an ounce three times a day or four.
The black seed juice?
The juice of oregano.
The juice of oregano.
You would. Now, the other big thing is to take these turmerones. You ever hear of those? Those are those essential oils in turmeric. So we tell people, take the turmerone-rich supplements, like Canicurmin, for instance. Take three times, or take the drops. So you need the turmerones, you need the curcumin in a way that's absorbed to cross the systems. The turmerones have been found to cause new brain cell development. Yeah, you need the cannabinoids, because the cannabinoids, if they're raw and unprocessed, they not only help repair the damage. You know, you have some of these Alzheimer brains. It's nothing but a big hole of fluid or air. There's the tissue that's left in the brain is down to 50% of the mass. Okay, so when it's that extreme, you have to have brain cell regeneration, or you have to stop the degeneration. That's the extreme. But in the early phases, you want to get the brain cells to regenerate. And that's going to be cannabis, too. Also, besides cannabis, is the substance known as beta-caryophyllene, BCP. So, yeah.
I feel like we're playing with fire here.
In a good way?
What is fire?
It's not that fiery, because it's just industrial hemp, right?
No, that's not what he means. Oh. It's energy.
It is energy. Oh. It's power. And you're, I want to bring it back to the whole blood-brain barrier and just connect it to the... Is that a cannabinoid?
There's two things. One is the cannabinoid, which would be your cannabis extract. And the only ones that work extremely well are when they're raw. You know, in the ancient times, they used to chew on the hashish.
Okay.
That was their big way of doing it, was to take a nip. Or they would chew on the marijuana leaf or the flower. So we know that when you don't heat it or use butane and hexane, it's like 100 times more aggressive. And even more aggressive than smoking for neurological diseases. Smoking has a value, but if you want to reverse the neurological disease, you need the crude extract.
How do you get it?
Well, you fortunately have it here as hempanol. It's called hempanol, and you would take the hempanol super strength under the tongue repeatedly if you had a neuro condition.
What about other forms of mental illness like OCD or bipolar or depression?
A different group.
Right.
So you can have some infection in there, but if you have anxiety and neurosis and irritability, then you're looking at like B complex deficiency, for instance. You're looking at the adrenals. If you have anxiety and you're irritable, you're restless leg, you're agitated, you're a wreck, you're stressed out, you can't handle stress, your adrenals are shot, right? So the treatment's a little different. You're not going to just take oregano. You need to take the ashadrine. You need to take the royal jelly like you have here. Yeah? It's different.
It's the first calories. The first thing that goes in my mouth, except for water, first thing in the morning, are the products that are on the studio.
Well, this is...
It's in a sense, it's been really strange in a wonderful way. as I'm showering, I can't wait to get these things into my gullet before I sit down
and
my
laptop. And you
have
to take it daily to get the benefit.
I'm taking this stuff twice daily.
Oh, okay. So there's two categories. You have the infectious neurological, like, for example, Lyme. The first, when I see somebody that lives in a bushy area or lives close to the woods or is in a Lyme district, and they say, and they come in and wobble and they have MS, or they come in with early dementia, or if they come in with Lou Gehrig's and they can't even have any function on a whole side, and they are a feeder, and they, you know, they don't have a throat reflex or swallowing reflex, I don't just think, oh, it's a fatal Alzheimer's or it's a fatal Lou Gehrig's. I suspect the tick. You see? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to suspect the tick in somebody that's just irritable and anxious so much.
Right, right.
But for that, and if the tick is in the brain, it'll eat the brain cells. It eat the spinal cord.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It just uses it as fuel.
How does it get in there?
Well, it gets in through the tick bite. Then it gets disseminated into the lymphatics and the bloodstream, and it loves brain and spinal cord membrane, so he travels right in there, and he's a spirochete. He's a corkscrew. He just screws his way into the tissues.
What if they don't test positive for Lyme's disease, though?
They could have a false negative if they've got the history and then the area, and especially if the neurological comes on early, like in the 40s or 50s. You'd have to suspect it, and you'd have to take a history to see if they could possibly have had some ticks on, or, you know, if there's heavy tick infestation. But then you'd, you know, Lyda Mattman, when she did her work, she found a massive amount of Lyme in the brains of the Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's, MS, and Parkinson's. Sometimes 100% of the cases had the tick spirochete as the cause, right? So
we really need to get this information out to, like, former football players who are dying in huge numbers.
What's the name of that guy that was in Alabama who's a full, big, powerful fullback? The chap.
In Alabama?
He graduated from Alabama with honors. He went to play pro, and then he developed Lou Gehrig's. He was a patient of mine for about a couple months. Whatever. Do you remember his name back there?
Not Larry Zonka. No, he didn't go to Alabama. Junior Seau, the Hall of Fame San Diego Charger, he blew his brains out. He blew his chest so they could study his brain, and sure enough, they found
Lyme spirochete.
Well, I don't know if it was Lyme from Lyme disease, but he had ALS.
Well, okay, so this guy, when he died, his father contacted us, and we sent him some.
Gary Good,
maybe he was an Alabama back, and that's for sure. And he died of ALS. If you look it up. Died fullback, died of ALS, Alabama. So they autopsied him because we got to him too late. He had the highest level of Lyme in the brain of anybody known. And they thought he had the Lou Gehrig's because he hit his head against people.
Right.
That wasn't it.
That's what they think is the brain trauma.
Yeah.
That makes them
vulnerable. But
you add that to the Lyme's, and then, because obviously some people who played football their whole life, they don't get ALS,
right?
Who've had the same brain trauma, so maybe it's the combination.
Well, it could be, and certainly, but what we found is that when some of these people take tons and tons of the wild oregano, because with this type of oregano oil, you can take a massive amount, okay? And then they're pounding the juice, and they're taking some of the other components of my Lyme disease book protocol, like Aregarest. I don't want to get into too many products, but so then they go into remission. You know, we did a human trial on ALS. It's a small trial of 17 people, but we had two people go into remission on low dose. Yeah.
So what kind of studies are you trying to push the ball forward with this?
Well, we'd love to push the ball with human studies where we get a cohort of people, and it doesn't have to be double blind, and they have MS, or they have neurological Lyme, or they have early dementia, and you give them, you know, the three or four of the key products, but at least the oil and the juice, and then you follow it for, you know, until you see what happens, because they're terminal. Nobody's going to do anything. So what a perfect pilot group to go ahead and see if we can save some of these people. Okay. And yeah.
Have you had any success with any of these those types
well,
of studies?
Well, the two,
so
the one's still alive. He went into remission from the Lou Gehrig's. He was a feeder. And his wife was a nurse. She conducted the study for us on 17 people. Another guy was a feeder, and he actually had a massive improvement in the ALS in 48 hours.
What's a feeder?
He's just can't have any throat reflex, and he, you know, person can't swallow, and they have to be on a nasogastric tube.
Oh, wow.
Because you can't, the muscular function is gone because the nerves are dead and attacked.
And these people are going into remission?
Two of them went into remission. One continued on the program and is still doing well. The other one quit. He said he hated the taste, and he went back into Lou Gehrig's. Yeah. So my point is that
he hated the taste. That must have been some really bad taste in the stuff.
You can't give up if you can catch it, like you say, a little early. Then if there's an infection in the cranium, the oregano is going to work on it.
So the oregano for that. Right. But what about for the mental illnesses that they're being heavily medicated for,
yeah,
by all these antidepressants and the mood stabilizers?
Cannabis.
Just flat out cannabis.
Yep. You know, cannabis, for example, I had a case of a guy who took the hempanol, I could just call the name. He took the super strength, and he had opiate addiction for 30 years. He was always depressed, probably because of the opiate interaction, whatever. See, he ditched the opiates in 2 months. Because the cannabinoids made him feel so good, it helped with the pain. But basically, cannabinoids are feel-goody. So if you take them, you get this kind of natural euphoria. You feel good, you feel relaxed, you feel up. You don't need the heroin, you don't want it anymore. You don't need the cocaine, you don't want the alcohol, you don't even want the wine if you start, you know, taking it regularly.
Now, obviously, cannabis has cannabinoids in it. What other products that you can just buy?
Cinnamon. You want everything that's a feel-goody is a cannabinoid. So if you had mental illness, you had depression, anxiety, irritability, obsessive-compulsive, anxiety, neurosis.
Manic-depressive?
Manic-depressive, schizophrenia. Pound my list of 8 cannabinoid. So it's going to be cannabis and its extracts. It's cinnamon. It's clove. You want to have a good mood? It's oregano. Black pepper, rosemary, sage, chamomile, floral essences, especially carnation. They all activate the endocannabinoid system categorically. There's no doubt.
There's no downside is what you're saying.
Well, think about how much pizza, you know, people eat and spaghetti. They love it, right?
It's pretty good.
And do they use a ton of it in there, oregano? They use sprinkle, right? So if you're going for it anyway, why not make a habit of putting a little extra cinnamon in your, you know, bakery, a little bit in your smoothie or in your almond milk.
I put cinnamon in my coffee.
In your coffee. Sweet you potatoes. Make use of the cannabinoid. It goes right to the CB2 receptor. But now if you want to go a little more aggressive, that's when you take the extract. You get some hempanol, super strength. The one with the oregano is ideal to support pain and inflammation. The other one, they call it CF, and CF stands for calm and focus. So that's ideal for like...
Yeah, you can get that at North American Herbs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's in some of the superior health stores and what have you. That one is super ideal for like nervous agitation, stress syndrome, irritability. And so case history. And then the children. It doesn't have the oregano taste, so that's better for children. Child had seizures. Okay, you see these cases. For 7 years, seizures every day. They tried some CBD. They tried different things. They take this hempanol, right? It toasted the seizures in 72 hours.
Wow.
They never had to take anything again. And here's the deal. When you don't need, how much cinnamon do we use? How much clove? How much basil? How much black pepper? Come on. You're going to eat 20 basil leaves? You're going to have a few on your salad. You're going to put 2 tablespoons of oregano in your marinara sauce, you'll ruin it. You're going to put a tablespoon of black pepper on your salad, you'll ruin it. So the same is true with the cannabis. If you do too much, you mess the system up. Isn't that interesting? So they found that there's a bell curve. So if you take the CBD, the artificial CBD, where they use butane, hexane, isopropyl alcohol, which is never good anyway, and acetone, all that, or they use too much heat, then it will suppress the inflammation markers initially. It'll suppress the swelling initially, and then it rebounds. You get a bell curve. It bounds back up, and you get the inflammation back.
Right.
Huh. Because you're taking so much in the endocannabinoid system. Man, I don't need to make any receptors anymore. I don't need to worry. You're giving me more than I had in my whole
good
life.
Stoner impression.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Sort of pseudo-stoner.
Yeah, a pseudo-stoner.
So,
you know, here's this is
so the full spectrum does the opposite, just so you know. It suppresses the inflammation or the swelling and flattens out, and then you take less. Then you can take a maintenance. You know?
What about they're finding that cilantro has a tremendous positive impact on people's brain function?
It's just another cilantro. It has a mechanism where it binds mercury and lead.
It binds it.
Yes, it binds it out of the blood. It binds it in the liver and carries it out through the gut. And so when you're taking it, the brain is going, well, now I can dump some more mercury of this load I have in my, you know, so it's cleaning your heavy metals, that cilantro. But it has a cannabinoid, too.
How excited are you about your life's work? This was like underground when you first started. And now states not only have cannabis legal. I mean, when I was in Wisconsin, when I initially interviewed you, there was this huge debate to allow cannabinoids oil for seizures for kids, and the political forces that were at play didn't want it because they thought the next thing would be marijuana legalization.
Right.
But now that's legal. They've got medical marijuana in Wisconsin. These products are readily available.
Right.
You've got to be pretty pumped with your life's work.
I'll tell you how the excitement is, because it's helping people that have no other avenue, and they're getting better. And they are getting better quickly. They're seeing results in whatever condition they're suffering from.
And it's not that expensive. That's the thing. I mean, it's a lot cheaper than your deductible that you usually pay for.
Well, that's true. And how can you pay the expense of getting sick or having to go to an ER or having to
it's
go...
cheaper than a funeral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or a nice funeral anyway.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I don't want to give the audience the impression that I have a cure for every disease.
Well,
so
obviously not.
I'll strike that. What I'm telling you is that I am myself amazed at how effective these natural medicines are for these illnesses.
And you seem pretty healthy. Can I ask what ballpark age?
63.
I can ask. 63. You've got as good an energy as anybody could have, regardless of what their chronological age is. How much longer do you want to be doing this?
I'll just keep doing it. I don't know anything else to do. But I'll just tell you that the natural medicines do help the body heal. And so people who have chronic illness can give it a go. They can certainly take the oregano for, you know, cleaning out the fungus and fighting back against the Lyme. And they can use the royal jelly and the ashwagandha for the exhaustion of their hormone system. And then the hemp for the neurological and addictions.
It's all available on North American Urban Spices website, cassingram.com.
Yeah.
And you're headed north of the border.
We're
next
going
month.
Up there, that's right.
Toronto.
Yep. So Toronto.
Yeah, you ever been to Toronto?
Oh, many times. I do the health expo there. It's called the Total Health Show. So from the 12th through the 15th or so, I'll be lecturing there at the expo.
You ever been up there in the needle?
What's a needle?
You know, they have that. I think they call it the needle. Maybe they don't.
Oh, is that?
The tower.
That thing. But, I don't know.
What do you do for fun besides this?
Go into the woods and get tick bites so I can talk about
it. I get tick bites so then I can heal myself.
Been a pleasure, and hopefully this information will help your audience to get well quick.
And we just love you people. And Big O, what's your... I know you're into this anyway.
Are you taking product? Oregano, you said.
I took the willow stuff.
Well, the white willows, that's for pain. Yeah. But no, he's taking the Ashadrine.
Okay.
And now he's going to take more. But.
And so the bottom line is, how is your neurological inflammation? Where are you at? 1 to 10?
Yes,
you were at 10 when I saw you.
Or 10 being the worst.
Yeah.
I'm a 5 right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's a significant improvement. Yeah. And this was very motivating to get in your presence. People, you guys, we carry energy. We know scientifically we are sources of energy.
Yeah.
And when you get around a guy like Dr. Cass or Miss Judy, I mean, it's infectious. So not only consider the products, but also get around some people that are like really positive and stuff. Like, I mean, Owen and I formed a company a few months ago. The energy just came together, and here we are talking with you beautiful humans.
So here we go with Pod, and we'll continue to fire up the engines and do what we can to help
out. See, there's the fire again. Fire is a very positive thing. It's a cleansing thing, the fire.
It can be dangerous.
You got to be, It's like everything else. You know what happens when you have too much water, Big O?
You shut it down.
You drown.
Yeah.
Nobody would say, don't drink water because you might draw.
The salt gives you fire in your engine. So there's all kinds of remedies in nature we don't even think about.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. It was great seeing you.
We're laying salt right
here. We do. We got the salt lamp right in the heating home.
Great to see you, too. And here's the bottom line.
Yes, sir.
I would take the oregano oil, clean out the fungus.
Are you talking about for me?
For you.
All right.
The juice. And even your listeners, they should pound the oil and the juice.
The oregano juice.
For if they have a neurological issue or chronic pain, look for the hemp extract or the turmeric hemp. That one's called Canicurmin. It's extremely potent. And then for the weak hormone system, the Ashadrine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will do this again next time. Thank you, beautiful humans, for joining us. Big O, what stuff did we learn today? A lot of things.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
The cure is in the cupboard.
The cure is in the cupboard,
it's
baby.
It's always there. Redid, didn't you? The cinnamon, cloves, everything. Yeah.
Well, we will do it again all next time. Again, this is Glenn Klein.
Owen Pratt.
Saying, shalom, everybody.
Boom.
Okay.